looking at something yesterday. They were trying to figure out how people date. You know, if you're single, you have kids or something, how do you date? Because you're going from house to house, you know, and you have other people you could infect. It's not very romantic when you talk like that.
Well, no kidding.
I don't want to infect you, so I'll stay away. How are people doing it? They're just not dating each? I mean, what are single people doing now?
I saw this screenshot yesterday of a girl who posted a text from a guy, and it said, I just ordered a pizza. I sent a bottle of wine and pizza to your house. Meet me on Zoom or FaceTime in an hour. And she was like, this is what dating is like right now.
Wow.
Yeah, and I was kind of like, it's not terrible. That doesn't seem terrible.
Yeah, we get to know someone pretty well.
Right.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, speaking of that, hang on a second here.
Uh-oh, where are you going?
I found a story for you. Carrie, do you remember when Angie was telling us about her rules for...
There's a trifecta, isn't there?
Yes, there is. Okay, here it is. According to a new survey just out, 31/3 of women... Speaking of dating, 1/3 of women now say they will not marry a man who has a bad credit score. If you have a bad credit score, forget about it. For 1/3 of women. And then I thought, isn't that something? Didn't that work into your trifecta or something?
Yes, Jim, it does. I mean, right when you get into it. I mean, though
you're talking first date stuff.
First date
stuff.
That's
what's scary.
You have to ask them, what have you been arrested for? Don't ask them if they have been arrested, because then that's an out for them to say nothing. But if you say, what have you been arrested for? Then they're more likely to be like, oh, well, maybe she's been arrested too, you know? They're more likely to open up. You got to know that credit score, because a 720 has no business with a 500. You have nothing in common.
Yeah, that is true. That'll create a lot of problems. A 500 and a 720 do not go together.
Not at all. Yeah. And then you want to ask them what kind of meds they're on.
Oh, that's right.
And do they take them regularly?
Yeah, what happens when you go off of them?
Jumpstart your morning with Jim, Carrie, and Angie on Classic Hits 101.7.